Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There's some thoughts that the presence of Rick Brunson has been an issue. And obviously, we've seen the idea that he's very powerful inside the organization. DiVincenzo clearly, I mean, you know, we all saw what happened at the start of the year. DiVincenzo feels a certain way about the organization, how it was run, and specifically Rick Brunson's position in it. This is a dangerous situation. It can be a dangerous situation because honestly, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, that doesn't mean that Jalen Brunson can't be wrong, Rick Brunson can't be wrong, but I'm sorry. And I know the offense was stagnant, and a lot of it was hero ball with Brunson, and of course Brunson's going to love Tibbs. Tibbs let him do whatever he wants. And did Brunson not change everything about this team? Did him not coming here and becoming the superstar and given the room to grow? Because we talked about this, Rick Carlisle, great head coach. Rick Carlisle had Jalen Brunson. With Luka Doncic. And he couldn't figure out how to get the best out of Brunson. He had to come here to the Knicks. And Tibbs helped him emerge. We talk about development. Like Tibbs doesn't develop a bench. Tibbs doesn't do this. Tibbs developed the best player the Knicks have had since Walt Clyde Frazier, arguably. He wasn't that before he came here. He was a guy we were all disappointed was the big move for the Knicks. Nice little player, but he's not a championship player. Nice little player, but is he even your third best player on a championship winning team? Nice little player, but this isn't the kind of move that puts you over the top or puts you on track to win an NBA championship. The Jalen Brunson sweepstakes, oh my God, that's almost an oxymoron. It's one of the more ridiculous terms I've ever heard. And yet, under Tibbs, he's been allowed to flourish and has become one of the, 15 to 10 best players in the NBA? And has completely reshaped the entire team and franchise? And now with the firing of the coach, and now sources about players who are unhappy with Tibbs, unhappy with the minutes. Now we're unhappy with Rick Brunson. This one team that 2 years ago felt like they were as connected as you could be, the Villanova Three, as tight a group as you could possibly have. A team that wasn't overly talented, but somehow played together, defensive efforts, just, you know, this really tight-knit group. Within a year, the coach had to be fired, and now players are unhappy with their roles. Rick Brunson's an issue. And the superstar, who's the only word from any player I really hold with any weight. Not that I disregard what Carl Anthony Towns might have to say, or what OG Anunoby might have to say, or what Mikal Bridges might have to say. I would listen to it, take it all in. But there's only one player whose word means real significance to me, and that's the captain of the team who took the contract a year early and forewent more money so he could make it work with this group. The leader, the superstar player, the guy I want with the ball in his hands at the end of the games as much as any player in the NBA, this side of Halliburton, of course, now. Like, that's the player I care about, how he feels about this team, how he feels about the coach and the leader of the team, how he feels about the franchise moving forward. That's what I care about, how he feels. And the last time I saw him speak was to be furious at the question about Tibbs and Stormoff. And quite honestly, that's an issue. I don't know if necessarily he has to come out, but Leon Rose needs to. I understand he likes to move in silence. I get it. And as long as there are winning ways, we don't care. It's the same thing with Bill Belichick. You can say whatever you want, wear shirts with as many holes around the neck as you want. You can date whoever you want. As long as you're winning championships, as long as you're a dominant franchise, as long as you are still Bill Belichick, as long as you are still Leon Rose, who's turned this team around and who continues to make good moves, you don't have to say a damn word. But when you trade 5 picks for Mikal Bridges and it doesn't work out, when you bring in Carl Anthony Towns and the fan base feels he woefully underachieved, when those two players are behind the ousting of the coach, if you're going to go by this player-driven narrative, if you got to fire the guy who turned around this franchise because it doesn't work with this group that you put together, now you have to come out and talk about it. Now you have to be out and explain your thought process. And right now, it just feels like, since the firing of Tibbs, really since the end of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, it just feels like it has been downhill with this franchise for a little bit. And the Rick Brunson news and the idea that that's an issue scares me. Because with Jalen Brunson, who's going to tell Rick Brunson he's a problem? Who? Who's going to tell Jalen Brunson his father isn't welcome? That is a dicey situation, because there's only one player who has to be happy. There's only one player I need to feel comfortable about this team and the future of the organization. Only one. The others can be moved. I don't care what I gave up for them. I don't care how much money I'm paying them. I don't care how I gave up picks for Mikal Bridges. I'll figure out a way to just trade Mikal Bridges and get better and get something back for him. Carl Anthony Towns already could be moved for KD or whatever. Some would hate it, some would like it, whatever. It can happen. The one player that's not going anywhere, the one player who's the captain, the one player who is locked in, the one player who's changed everything and, you know, owns our hearts, that's Jalen Brunson. Got to figure out how to make him happy. Got to figure out how to keep him playing the way he's played. He is what makes this team work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.